Blog Talk Radio.
Go for it. Go. Go for it. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Go For It. Flying solo today. My name is Paul Gant, and for the next hour, we're going to be talking sports and, of course, having fun. The number to call, 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And again, you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the on-air button at the top of the page and look for the show. Go for it under the category of sports. And you can send email messages to the show. I read a few messages, email messages on my last show. To send messages to the show, you can go goforit.gant@gmail.com. That's goforit.gant@gmail.com. A lot of things going on in the world of sports. Big story, actually, I saw today. Can you believe it? Sources, according to a report on ESPN.com, Donovan McNabb wants the Washington Redskins to pursue T.O. Terrell Owens. That's right. T.O. Terrell Owens. Donovan wants the Washington Redskins to go pursue T.O. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Reunited. And it feels so good, possibly. I mean, granted, McNabb denies it. You know, of course he may do that. But and the Redskins, as of right now, are saying that they are not actively pursuing T.O. So, I mean, you don't know what to believe. But, I mean, I guess Donovan, going into camp and looking at his wideouts, he sees the Santana Moss, but he doesn't see much else. And he's like, you know what? In order for me to be successful, I got to get T.O. I mean, the two did reunite and work together. They did a taping of Pros versus Joes. So I guess essentially they're on good terms and they're friends again. Or at least that's what they want us to believe. Or at least that's what they're telling us in some respect since they were on the show. And I guess they're on better terms now. I mean, we all know the beef that these two have had. We all know the situation. I mean, T.O. accusing Donovan of throwing up in the huddle, being tired in the Super Bowl. So, I mean, we all know that these two have been going back and forth with each other. Also, you had Donovan basically saying back in doing an interview back in 2007, basically, he was talking about a black-on-black crime. Actually, it was 2005, that it was a black-on-black crime, McNabb and what T.O. was doing to him. So, I mean, you know, those two have went back and forth in the media. Those two have went back and forth when they were together. And now, when they were together in Philadelphia, now we'll see what happens. I mean, it would be interesting. I mean, could you imagine Donovan and T.O. going headed back to Philadelphia to play the Eagles? I mean, that would be crazy. That would be crazy. It would be a great storyline and be very interesting to see what would happen if that was the case. But if you're McNabb, do you want to do that again with T.O.? Knowing what happened the first time and knowing this man's history throughout his career, his beefs with Jeff Garcia, I mean, the beef that he had with you, Donovan. Are you sure you want to go down that road again? Do you want to do it again with this guy? You sure you want to do that? I mean, why not do it if you're Donovan? I mean, you have an opportunity now. I mean, you're getting older, and this is your chance, I mean, to win a Super Bowl. And this is your chance. Well, I mean, I'm not saying T.O. would make him win a Super Bowl. get him to the Super Bowl. But what I'm saying is your chances of winning the Super Bowl are running out. Your opportunities are running out. You're getting a little older now. And you've told us, and you've told the media, what you wanted to do in Washington.
Through my 11 years, you can't say that I haven't accomplished a lot. There's one thing that I didn't accomplish, and I look to hopefully accomplish it here in Washington, and that's winning the Super Bowl.
Well, there you have it. Donovan told the media during his day when he was announced and introduced to the world as a Washington Redskin that he wants to win the Super Bowl and he wants to accomplish that. And we'll see if he believes that T.O. is the guy. I mean, T.O. didn't have a great year last year with Buffalo, but, I mean, he wasn't playing with the caliber of quarterbacks like McNabb. So, I mean, you never know what can happen. You never know if this will happen. But I guess it comes down to if a guy's going to help you win, and if you know that this guy can get you to where you want to go, why not? Why not? Why not? And it leads to a question I like to throw out to you guys. If you're Donovan, would you want T.O. to come back? Essentially, would you want to dance with the devil in order to be successful? I'm not calling T.O. a devil, but what I'm saying is, are you willing to work with somebody or deal with somebody who you know may stab you in the back, who you know when times get rough may call you out? Do you want to deal with that guy, knowing that there is a possibility that this guy can help you get to where you want to go? So essentially, the question I'd like to throw out to the callers, would you dance with the devil in order to be successful? If you're Donovan McNabb, would you want T.O. to come in and play for you in Washington? Would you want to dance with that devil in order to be successful? So that's the question we're throwing out there. The number to call, 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And again, you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the on-air button at the top of the page and look for the show Go For It under the category of sports. And also, you can send email messages to the show at goforit.gant@gmail.com. That's goforit.gant@gmail.com. Donovan and T.O. reunited, possibly. Would you, if you're Donovan, want to reunite with T.O.? Would you essentially dance with the devil in order to be successful? Also, NFL draft is coming up. We're a few days away. In prime time, the draft will be for the first time. Kind of like the NBA draft, which has been a nighttime draft as well, weekday draft. So, I mean, it should be interesting, and I think it should add to the intrigue. Nighttime in New York City. Nothing like it. And I think it would be great. I think it's a good move by the NFL moving the draft to Thursday night and putting it in prime time. I mean, especially putting that first round in that one day. It should be interesting, and I think it should be fun. Right now, many are projecting that St. Louis Rams will probably stick with the number one pick and will probably go after Sam Bradford out of Oklahoma. Bradford had a pretty good pro day, and many are saying he has the height, and he remind them of a Troy Aikman. My concern with Bradford, I think, is the shoulder injuries that he suffered last year. Is he durable? Is he able to handle the NFL? I mean, so we'll see with that, but as of right now, many are projecting that the Rams will stick with the number one pick and will select Sam Bradford out of Oklahoma. So we'll see. I mean, again, I spoke about it last week. If you mess up on that quarterback position, you're going to mess your franchise up for at least 3 to 4, maybe 5 years. So you're going to set your franchise back. So essentially, you got to make sure you get that right. You got to make sure you're making the right decision here. And if you're the St. Louis Rams, you want to make sure you're making the right decision And we'll see if Sam Bradford is that guy. But so he's projected to go number one. For those Eagles fans out here and there, Eagles are probably, I mean, Eagles have 10 picks, and so it should be very interesting what they're going to do with these picks. I mean, do they try to trade up? I mean, they own their own pick. That's pick number 24. They also got the second-round pick number 37. Pick 37, that was the pick they got in the McNabb trade. I mean, so you have 24, 37, and also you have your own second-round pick, and that's 55. So do you try to put these things all together and package them so they can move up and maybe select an Eric Berry, who many are high on, and quite frankly, Eagles do need a safety. And so Berry might be the guy there. But, I mean, we'll see if the Eagles try to move up to get Berry or try to move up in general to get someone else. Or do they stay and stand pat at 24? If they stay at 24, many are projecting them to take Marquise Pouncey out of Florida. Pouncey, the center out of Florida. Definitely would be something they would need, especially with Jamal Jackson and his injury, his ACL injury, near the end of last year. We don't know where he'll be coming off of an ACL injury, which is a big injury. It was a bad injury, and he did it late in the year, so you don't know how well he'll be you don't know if he'll be ready going into the next season, so you may need a little insurance there, and that's where Marquise Pouncey would come into play. And many are saying he's the type of guy that can be there for a long time. Type of guy that can be there for a long time. There was some talk about his weight and him possibly having a hard time with his weight. But, I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. But hearing great things about the young man, and he may be the pick for the Eagles or him. So we'll see. We'll see with the upcoming NFL draft. I mean, it should be against prime time, baby. So should be fun times in prime time. So we'll see what happens there, man. We'll definitely see what happens. Also, the NBA playoffs are going on. And that's a good time, of course. It's the most wonderful time of the year, as I stated on Saturday. But, I mean, it's a great time right now in the NBA. Got the playoffs going on. A big game tonight in Boston. Celtics and the Heat. No KG tonight. KG has been suspended for his altercation with Quentin Richardson on Saturday. So they're missing KG, and we'll see how they respond without KG in the lineup. As of right now, they're at halftime there in Boston, and the Celtics are up 16 points. So far, so good. I guess they are responding pretty well without KG in the lineup. So far, it's been a pretty feisty series, and we'll see what happens. I mean, it's been an interesting series, and granted, we're only in the second game, but it was a series I was looking forward to going into the playoffs, and I think if Miami loses tonight, obviously their odds decrease of winning this series, but I think Miami can definitely make it a competitive series. We'll just see what happens, and we'll see if other guys will step up other than D-Wade. We'll see if Beasley can step up, or J.O., Jermaine O'Neal can step up. We'll see if these guys can step up and make things happen for the Miami Heat. So we're talking McNabb and T.O. reunited. What's your thoughts on that? If you're McNabb, would you want to do that? And it comes down to, would you dance with the devil in order to be successful? If you're McNabb, get T.O. and bring T.O. into the fold? Would you take that chance of going back with T.O. after what you knew and after what you went through with T.O.? Would you do it? Would you do it? And that's a great question, but, I mean, it comes down to this also. Some people are willing to dance with the devil in order to be successful. Some people are willing to work with people and deal with people who they know may be a little slimy, who they know may not be one of the nicest people, but they do know this, that this person can help them get to the place they want to get to. And if you're McNabb, that's winning a championship. Because I stated earlier in the show, McNabb is getting older. He's not young anymore. So now, you get a little desperate in your old age when you want to try to get something done. And right now, McNabb's a little old, so he wants to possibly win a championship. Again, I'm not saying the T.O. move will get him there. I'm not saying the T.O. move will get him that championship. But it does give him a better opportunity to try. It does give him a better opportunity, and that's all you can say. I mean, it does essentially give him a better opportunity. So you think. So we think. So I think. So well, you never know. The number to call, 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And again, you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the on-air button at the top of the page and look for the show Go For It. Also, you can send messages to the show at goforit.gan@gmail.com. That's goforit.gan@gmail.com. So, the NFL draft, we're talking about as well. What surprises do you see? Do you see any surprises in this draft? What do you see? Who would you like to see the Eagles pick? Right now they're 24. Who would you like to see them pick in this draft? Should be a very interesting draft. Who do you want the Eagles to pick? Who do you want? Who do you want? Who do you want? And also Tim Tebow. Where do you think he goes? How high do you think he goes? I'm seeing right now, I see one mock draft where he was projected to go in the second round. I mean, Tim Tebow, if you're going to take a guy like Tim Tebow, just know he's a project. He's definitely a project. You don't know what you're going to get from him in terms of at the quarterback position for the next 2 to 3 years. I mean, if you're going to take a guy like him, you got to be in a position where you have a quarterback already and you can afford to groom him and you can afford to wait for those 2 to 3 years. I mean, I don't think Tim Tebow will be a successful NFL quarterback. I just don't see it. I just don't see an NFL quarterback there. I mean, I see a guy, he doesn't have the greatest of arms and doesn't have the greatest of size, doesn't have great size in terms of height. I mean, I don't see where and how he can be a successful NFL quarterback. I just don't see it. I mean, he is proven to be a winner, but, I mean, he 6'3", definitely a big guy. I just don't think his game will translate well into the NFL. I just don't see it. It should be interesting to see who selects Tebow, but I just don't see where he can be successful. I mean, a guy has worked in a shotgun, and right now he's working on becoming a drop-back quarterback. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, he's not the most accurate of guys. He's just not a guy I can see. I can't see his game translating on the next level, translating well on the next level. I just don't see it. I don't see it. I mean, it's a possible, sure, but I just don't see it from the guy. It should be interesting to see what happens there with Tebow and where Timmy Tebow will go. Ben Roethlisberger should be interesting what happens there. As of right now, Roger Goodell hasn't decided. He's met with Roethlisberger, and he hasn't decided what he's going to do in terms of a suspension. But it does look like a suspension will be coming for Roethlisberger, stemming from the alleged incident with the young lady in a Georgia bar. More than likely a suspension's coming. The length of the suspension, one doesn't know, but the Steelers did acquire Byron Leftwich today, so maybe they know that eventually something will happen. So they're getting a little insurance because it looks like Ben probably will get at least two games, if not more. Definitely will get two games, I believe, if not more. So if you're the Steelers right now, you need a little insurance. And obviously, Byron Leftwich is not as good as Ben Roethlisberger, but with the running game they have in Pittsburgh and with all the supports they have in Pittsburgh, he might be a Leftwich may be able to get them through a few games. He may be able to get them through a few games. So, I mean, the Steelers acquire him, and I think the Steelers did acquire him because of the possibilities. As of right now, the Steelers have Charlie Batch and Dennis Dixon on their roster at quarterback. So, I mean, they had to bolster that. They had to add some depth there because, again, you don't know what's going to happen to Ben, and more than likely, Big Ben probably will get suspended. And if you're Big Ben, I mean, hopefully this is a wake-up call for you. Hopefully this you'll realize that you can't go around and do the things that you're doing anymore. You got to clean your act up. You got to clean your act up now, Ben. I mean, you're getting a little older. I mean, you're NBA NFL superstar. You're a star. You're a star, Ben. So as a star, you're held to a certain standard. Whether you want to or whether you don't want to, you're held to a standard. So you got to realize that. You can't be hanging out in certain places and doing God knows what. Can't do it, Ben. Can't do it any longer. So you hope that Big Ben will understand that, and you hope that Big Ben will clean up his act a little bit and change some things. You hope. You hope. Will he do it? I mean, only time will tell. But maybe a suspension will tell Big Ben that, you know, maybe I do need to clean up my act. Maybe I do need to try some different things and act a different way and live my life in a certain way. Because, Ben, you can't do this, man. You can't. I got to reiterate this, Ben. I know I've been saying it and saying that, but I have to reiterate it. You can't do it any longer, Ben. Ben, you can't do it. So you hope that Ben Roethlisberger has learned his lesson. The number to call, 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And again, you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the on-air button at the top of the page and look for the show Go For It under the category of sports. And you can also send email messages to the show at goforit.gan@gmail.com. That's goforit.gan@gmail.com. Actually, we have a few email messages now that we're going to read. We have Tom from New York City. Tom writes that, I don't think Donovan would want to get back with T.O. I think it's just a rumor, and I don't think it's real. And if he does want to get back with T.O., I think he's crazy. Donovan needs to be a little smarter than that. You know what happened with T.O. the first time. You know what happened to Jeff Garcia. So please, please, Donovan, don't reunite with T.O. That's Tom from New York. Well, Tom, I don't know if Donovan feels the same way. We don't know if Donovan wants to be reunited with T.O. We don't know. But, Tom, sometimes you got to work with people you don't like. Sometimes, Tom, you got to associate yourself with certain people that you don't like, Tom. But you need these people sometimes, Tom. As much as you don't want to have these people on your team, as much as you don't want to have these people in your office working with you or on the football field working with, playing with you, as much as you don't like these people, Tom, you don't have a choice, buddy. Sometimes the people that you don't like and that you have a hard time working with are the people that can make you successful. And T.O. may be the one who can make Donovan successful. Nice cheer for Tom for sending the email to the show. Thank you for the email message, Tom. Continue to support the show. Continue to send email messages at goforit.gan@gmail.com. That's goforit.gan@gmail.com. Also, we have another message here. This is Steve from Philadelphia. Steve writes, if you're Donovan McNabb, why would you not want T.O.? Why would you not want T.O. if you're Donovan McNabb? I mean, Washington does not have a lot of weapons on the offensive side of the ball. The running backs are old. And their only wide receiver is Santana Moss. So why wouldn't Donovan do it? Thank you, Steve, for your email message. And Steve, in a lot of ways, there's some truth to what you're saying. I mean, right now the running back position is filled by Willie Parker and Larry Johnson and Clinton Portis, guys who are a little older, guys who may be slowing down. They do have Chris Cooley at tight end. He's a weapon. And he's a guy who's proven to make some plays. And they do have Santana Moss, who's also a big play guy. So they have some guys there, but you can always use more weapons. You never have too many weapons. And T.O. could be that guy who can help this team get over the top and help them on the offense side of the ball. I'm not sure if T.O. is the guy in terms of getting them to the Super Bowl, but I think he's a guy who could help them. He definitely could help them. So, Steve, thank you, and I agree with you. I agree with you, Steve. If you're McNabb, you gotta. And if you want to go somewhere in terms of Super Bowls or playoffs or something of that nature, this may not be a bad move. And we thank you for your email messages. Again, the number to call, 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And again, you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the on-air button at the top of the page and look for the show Go For It under the category of sports. And we had two email messages. And again, you can send email messages to the show at goforit.gan@gmail.com. That's goforit.gan@gmail.com. T.O., Donovan, reunited. But will it feel so good? Will it feel so good? If you're Donovan, are you willing to dance with the devil again with T.O.? Are you willing to go down that road and with T.O.? Are you sure you want to do that? Are you sure? We shall see. Right now it's just a rumor, and we don't know how true it is, but hey, you never know. You never know what could happen there. And it would be interesting, man. I said it before, it would be interesting. Donovan and T.O. walking into Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia and those Redskin colors. Can you believe it? And would you wouldn't believe the intensity and the hype that there would be for that game. It would be unbelievable. Unbelievable. And speaking of which, the NFL schedule came out today. And the Eagles, Redskins, do battle for the first time on October 3rd. That's when Donovan comes to the link, possibly with T.O. We'll see. Probably not. Never know. Can't say anything. Still early. Would be great. But they do come to the Redskins, do come to the Lincoln Financial Field on October 3rd, week four. So 4:15 game. I was surprised. I thought that would be a night game, a Sunday night game, judging by, I mean, that's going to be a great game. It's going to be a great atmosphere. It should be very interesting what happens when Donovan comes back to Philadelphia. So those you won't have long to wait. It'll be week 4. So it should be interesting what happens there. But Donovan and the Redskins will be coming to Philadelphia week 4. And Roger Goodell also announced today that with the schedule, all week 17 games will be division games. It's sort of like baseball. The month of September, all games are division games. So it's kind of interesting, and I think it's a great idea, definitely a great idea. It adds to intrigue. I mean, you never know what could be happening there. During that last week of the season, teams could be fighting for divisions. And so that would add to the intrigue, and I think it's a great idea. It's a great idea. Very good idea to have teams play their division rivals week 17, because lots also, you got to remember, a lot of teams were resting stars and their players during week 17 last year. So you hope that this possibly will change that. I mean, it may not, but, you know, a lot of division games tend to have a higher level of intensity. So you hope that that will translate well, being that some of those Week 17 games may not mean anything at the time, but if they do mean something, it'll be great. So kudos to Roger Goodell and the NFL for doing that, and I think, again, it's a great idea. Very good idea. Very, very, very good idea. So good job by the NFL. And the NFL, they just get it, and they just know what to do, and they always seem to press the right buttons to make their sport popular and to continue to make the brand what it is. Also, the Eagles do travel to Washington on November 15, which is a Monday night game. So that, again, should be very interesting. McNabb having the Eagles come to his town, his new town, which is Washington. It's hard to believe. I mean, it's hard to believe that Donovan really did get traded. I mean, especially, not really hard to believe that he got traded, but it's hard to believe he got traded within his division. And I didn't expect that. I expected that if the Eagles were going to trade him, they were going to trade him out of the conference. And they were like, "Nah, we're trading him within our division. If Washington's going to offer us a good deal, you know what? We're going to trade him within our division. Why not? Why not do that?" I mean, we got Kevin Cobb, and we knew how to stop Donovan. That's at least what I got from it. That's what I got from it. So, Washington and Donovan McNabb will be playing the Eagles twice this year, so that should be interesting. First game of the season, Thursday night game, will be a rematch in the NFC Championship game, and that's the Vikings and the New Orleans Saints, the Super Bowl champion New Orleans Saints. Again, that should be interesting what happens there. Be a rematch of the game, you know. The Vikings would like to get some revenge. Actually, it really doesn't matter at this point because they lost when it mattered, and that was in the NFC Championship game. So, should be interesting. I mean, New Orleans, Super Bowl champions, start off the season. And we'll see if they can defend their crown. It should be interesting to see if they can or if they will. So the number to call, 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And again, you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the on-air button at the top of the page. And look for the show Go For It under the category of sports. And you can send email messages to the show at goforit.gant@gmail.com. That's goforit.gant@gmail.com. And we're talking McNabb and T.O. possibly reunited. And if you're Donovan McNabb, I want you to think about it. If you're Donovan McNabb, would you want to go down this road again? Would you want to go down this road again? You know what happened the first time. Are you willing to dance with the devil, T.O., to get to where you want to go? Hello, you're on Go For It.
How you doing, man? This is Mark calling from New Jersey.
Nice to have you.
I would like to see T.O. and Don McNabb back together. I think that would be a nice combination.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I mean, but the question I think you have to ask yourself, well, could T.O. really help you get over the top?
I think T.O. has something left in the tank.
And you don't know what he has left in his tank.
I mean, he had 55 catches last year. He led Buffalo in receiving with the quarterback situation that was horrible.
And I'll give you that. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. Definitely, it was a bad situation in Buffalo in terms of the quarterback. I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick and Trent Edwards. So, I mean, I'll give you that. But in terms of going down this road again, if you're Donovan McNabb, you knew what happened to Philadelphia when you had T.O. You knew what kind of stuff he was doing. You knew what happened to Jeff Garcia in San Francisco. Do you want to do it again?
It's about winning right now. You look at Washington's receiving corps outside of San Antonio Moss. They don't really have too much.
And you're right. And I stated that earlier in the show. I mean, Donovan, to me, why not? If you're Donovan, why not dance with the devil? Why not take the chance and go down this road with T.O.? Why not?
At this point, he has nothing to lose.
He really doesn't. In a lot of ways, I think it may be a desperation with Donovan here. But you got to do what you have to do sometimes, and I think it's worth the shot.
Well,
you got the NBA playoff thoughts.
Well, matter of fact, I'm watching the Boston and Miami Heat game. I'm a little disappointed that Kevin Garnett got suspended. I don't think he
The reality of it is KG had to get suspended. I mean, you can't just throw elbows all willy-nilly everywhere. You just can't do that and expect nothing to happen. Can't expect to do that.
We're in the playoffs right now.
I mean, I understand the playoffs, but I think in a lot of ways the precedent has been set. I mean, even look at last year with Dwight Howard. He got suspended a game in the Sixers series in the first round last year for throwing an elbow. So, I mean, the league is not going to let you get away with it, no matter if it's in the playoffs or if it's in the regular season. And they showed that last year, and they're showing that now. So thank you for your call.
All right. Well, thanks for having me.
Well, so that individual wants a T.O. and Donovan to reunite. I mean, we'll see what happens, see if it does happen. I mean, it would be nice, and it would be fun. It would be fun, but I can't. I mean, it would be fun. I mean, we'll just see what happens. We'll see if the Redskins will go after T.O. I mean, it's not like they don't need wide receivers, because they do. They do. So maybe they have to do what they have to do, and also the caller was a little disappointed in what happened with Kevin Garnett. The reality of it is right now in the NBA, they're not going to let you get away with throwing elbows. They're not going to let you get away with these things. They're not going to let you get away with them. And they laid down the law here. And KG, I mean, right now Boston's, last I checked, they were at halftime. Boston was up by 16 points. So everyone else is stepping up. And I'm a little disappointed in Miami. I thought Miami had a great opportunity here to capitalize on Kevin Garnett not being there. But I'm looking at the box score right now. I see Big Baby with 15 points. So he's stepped up. He's stepping up his game for the Boston Celtics. And so if you're Miami, you got a golden opportunity here. You don't have KG in the lineup. You have an opportunity right now to possibly steal a game from Boston in Boston. But as of right now, they're not taking advantage of it. I mean, it's, you know, the NBA, the game is never over. So you never know what could happen, and you hope, if you're a Heat fan, that Miami will take advantage of it. But as of right now, they're not, and they're getting waxed right now, down 17 early in the third quarter. So NFL draft 2 days away. Donovan and T.O., would you do it if you're the Washington Redskins? Would you reunite these two? Could it happen? Could it be reunited and it feels so good, Donovan and T.O.? Could it really happen? I mean, could it really happen? It would be shocking, but also it would be fun. It definitely will be shocking, but it will be fun at the same time. Donovan and T.O., you're saying it's like, wow, could it be? Could it be? Also, we were talking earlier in the week, last week I was talking about 24-7, Mayweather and Mosley. Great show. Must watch, must see. I mean, I said it before, Floyd Mayweather and the Mayweather clan is the reason that show is successful. And it's the reason that show was so good. I mean, you got Roger, Floyd Sr., you got all these guys together, man, and it makes for good television. It definitely makes for good television. And it's something that, it's something that HBO does, and it sells fights. It helps sell fights. So, I mean, the brand is successful, and like I said before, earlier, I saw other 24-7s, I think Pacquiao and Cotto. It wasn't as exciting. It was actually, I wouldn't call it boring because it's 24-7. 24-7 is never boring, but it's not as exciting as seeing Mayweather and seeing those Mayweather clan just pretty much act a fool. I mean, right now, Floyd and his dad are reunited. Maybe like Donovan and T.O. possibly, but they're reunited, and so it's happy times in the Mayweather family. But if I'm Floyd, you know, going into this fight, this is going to be a tough battle for Floyd. This is definitely going to be a tough battle for Floyd, and we'll see if Floyd can get out of here with his undefeated record. We'll see, but Mosley is a tough guy. Mosley has power, Mosley has speed. But will he be able to break that defense of Floyd Mayweather? I mean, Floyd Mayweather definitely is one of the top. He's one of the best defensive fighters in boxing right now. Maybe the best. And so, I mean, he proved against Marquez. Granted, Marquez was a little smaller. And granted, Marquez is not the caliber of fighter as a Shane Mosley, but, I mean, Marquez is no slouch, and he didn't touch Floyd. He basically didn't touch Floyd. So, Floyd is a great defensive fighter, man. We'll see what happens. We'll see if Mosley will get Floyd to open up a little bit. He's a defensive fighter, and he's a safety fighter. Safety first for Floyd. So, we'll see if Mosley will get him to open up a little bit. It should be interesting if he does. Be very interesting, but I don't think Floyd's going to open up, and I think Floyd's going to do what Floyd always does. He's going to defend. He's going to pick you apart, and I think Floyd's going to get that victory. But I'm not sure yet, so don't hold me to that. I still got time. I still got a couple weeks before I give my prediction. I definitely will give a prediction on that fight, and it's a must watch to me. That fight at 24-7. So must watch. I can't stop watching 24-7. So I'm looking forward to that big fight. Mayweather, Mosley. And actually, sad news from the world of boxing. Edward Valerio murdered his wife. And he did commit suicide. This past Sunday, Edwin Valerio, committed suicide this past Sunday. Sad story. I mean, people were saying that the man had a lot of drug issues, right, and it led to what happened. And again, man, you know, a lot of these athletes, they get a lot of money and they just live a certain way. And sometimes they take what they do, they take that same rage they have in the ring and or on the football field or on the basketball court, and they take it home. It's never a good thing when that happens. And you just, your thoughts and prayers go out to the Valerio family. Sad story. Just a very sad story. Also, we got another message, email message. Again, you can email the show at goforit.gan@gmail.com. That's goforit.gan@gmail.com. We got another message. This guy titles his email message, Dancing with the Devil. And this is Don from South Carolina. Don writes, "We all, every day in life, we dance with the devil. Whether we want to, we sometimes have to do it. Hey, if it's for the greater good, I'm all for it." But I don't think T.O. will get it done for Donovan in Washington. And I don't think T.O. is the guy for Donovan in Washington. And if you're Donovan, how do you trust this man again? How do you trust this man again? I don't trust him. And I don't think McNabb should trust him. That's the thoughts of Don from South Carolina. Well, Don, sometimes it's not about trust. Sometimes it's about finding that person or that guy who can get it done for you. That guy who can win you, a guy you think that could win you a championship, a guy who could possibly make your situation better. You may not like the guy. You may hate his guts, Don. But guess what? The man has proven that he can produce. And he has produced. The numbers don't lie, Don. The numbers don't lie. T.O. has proven to be a monster. And as the caller pointed out, look, he had Ryan Fitzpatrick and Trent Edwards throwing him the football in Buffalo. I would like to believe that Donovan McNabb is a little better than Ryan Fitzpatrick and a little better than Trent Edwards, I would think. So you put Donovan with T.O. Again, it's not 2004. It's 6 years later. And guys are 6 years older. And guys may not be the same players they were, but they're not bums. T.O.'s not a bum. Donovan's not a bum. I mean, Donovan didn't lead his team to a title last year. I mean, to a playoff appearance last year. I wish it was a title, Super Bowl title. I wish it was a division title at least, but he didn't do it. But he's gone. But he's proven that he's not a bad player. And Donovan still can get it done. He still has proven that he can get it done. So, should be interesting. And T.O. needs a job. Right now, T.O.'s on the open market. He needs a job. So, he may be willing to humble himself a little bit and, you know, hopefully go out and prove that he can still play. I mean, he did catch 55 balls, did have 5 touchdowns. I mean, 829 receiving yards. But, again, he didn't have Tony Romo throwing him the football. He didn't have Donovan McNabb throwing him the football. He didn't have a guy like Jeff Garcia throwing him the football. So, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens, and we'll see where T.O. goes. Should be interesting where T.O. goes. Should be very interesting where T.O. goes. Maybe T.O. goes to Washington. Just maybe. You never know. Dwight Howard wins the NBA Defensive Player of the Year award, does it again for the second time in a row. Dwight Howard's done a great job on the defensive side of things, and he deserves a reward. I mean, we may be looking at a modern-day Bill Russell. Maybe I'm going a little too far. Probably. But we're looking at a guy who definitely can, who anchors his defense, and a guy who may sometime down the line win some awards. I mean, he did. May sometime down the line win an MVP. Boy, with LeBron James in the mix, you never know if that could happen. But he did average 13 boards as well as almost 3 blocks a game. He averaged 2.7 blocks a game. So, I mean, he's a guy who changes the game on the defensive side of things and has proven that he can grab some rebounds, 13 boards a game, and that was enough for him to win the rebounding crown and win the blocks crown. And he joins the list of Ben Wallace, who did it in 2001, and Hakeem Olajuwon, and Bill Walton did it in 77, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did it in 76. So elite company there for Dwight Howard. Some elite company. Good job, Dwight. Now let's see if you can get by LeBron and those boys. Let's see if you can do it. Let's see if you can get by LeBron and those boys. Speaking of LeBron, did you see what he did last night? 40 points last night against the Bulls. I mean, dominated that fourth quarter. Just, they dared him to shoot those jump shots, and he shot them. And they went in. LeBron is ready. That's all you can say. LeBron is ready to get his boys to those finals. And I can't wait for Orlando and Cleveland to meet up, because I think it's going to happen. I think it's inevitable. These two will meet up. And it should be a fun, fun series. I mean, last year was a fun series, and this year probably won't be any different. So it's very interesting what's going to happen in these playoffs. And again, they are progressing, and they're going through, and Cleveland right now is up 2-0 on Chicago. And expect Cleveland and Orlando to meet in the conference finals. Expect it to happen. In the NBA, if you're in the NBA, you're hoping. In some respect, you're praying that 23 and 24 meet in the NBA Finals. Kobe Bryant, LeBron James. You hope these two meet up in the NBA Finals. You hope it can happen. It should be a very interesting NBA playoffs. So the number to call, 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And again, you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the on-air button at the top of the page and look under the category of sports. And you can send email messages to the show at goforit.gan@gmail.com. That's goforit.gan@gmail.com. Another email message is Brian from New York. Brian writes, "What's up? What's up? What's up, Brian?" But anyway, Brian writes that Kevin Garnett needed to get suspended for what happened. If you're the NBA, you can't have Kevin Garnett throwing elbows, and you can't have guys in general throwing elbows. It's dangerous to the players, and it just sets a bad image for the league. And this is, and being at the NBA is trying to clean things up, and being at the NBA is trying to sell the sport. You can't have thug-like behavior. And what Kevin Garnett did that night was thug-like behavior. Well, Brian, we thank you for your email message. Obviously, Kevin Garnett's not a thug. He's a NBA ball player. He's not a thug. I mean, we've seen thugs, and Kevin Garnett does not fit the description of a thug. He may fit the description of a thug on TV, the thug that we believe is a thug or the thug that we think is a thug, but he's not a thug. Kevin Garnett's not a thug. But anyway, you're right. If you're in the NBA, you gotta be careful because you don't want. I mean, the funny thing about it was Garnett and Richardson were pretty close to the fans when that fight took place. They were pretty close to the fans. So, I mean, you're a league that definitely will happen in Detroit, the Malice at the Palace. I mean, you don't want things like that to happen. So, I mean, if you're a league, you got to lay down the hammer. You got to lay the hammer down. And Garnett paid for it with a game suspension in the playoffs. But judging by the score, you have Boston 66, Miami 37. They don't really miss Kevin Garnett tonight, judging by that score. You're talking about a 29-point deficit. For the Miami Heat, 29-point deficit in the third quarter. So it looks like Boston will be going up 2-0. It looks like Miami did not take advantage of Kevin Garnett not being in the lineup. So I guess it's really a moot point because Boston doesn't miss Kevin Garnett, and Boston continues to roll also. Atlanta goes up 2-0 on Milwaukee. They beat the Bucks by 10. I mean, I was thinking that would be a more competitive series. And again, it's 2-0, and Milwaukee is going home, and the series does not start until the away team wins. So that series didn't start. So you hope, if you're a Milwaukee Bucks fan, that they can steal two games and get back into the series, but as of right now, they're down 2-0. Got a couple minutes left in the show. We want to thank our callers as well as our email messages that we received to the show. Again, if you want to send a message, email message to the show, it's goforit.gann@gmail.com. It's goforit.gann@gmail.com. And we got to give a round of applause to our callers and our email messages. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Much love, much love. Thanks for the support. Thanks for calling the show. Thanks for sending messages to the show. Your input and your opinions are very, very important. So, see what happens. NFL draft, a couple days away. See what happens. See who goes first. Probably it's going to be Bradford. We'll see who the Eagles pick. See if they'll move up. Right now they have 24th pick, but they got 2 second-rounders, and maybe they'll package that to try to move up. So it should be interesting to see what happens there. And Donovan and Tio, we'll see how that story plays out. See how that story plays out. See if those two will be reunited. And if they are, be fun times, man. Be fun times if these boys are reunited. So you hope that'll happen. And just hope, if it does happen, that these boys finally can work together. If you're a Redskins fan, if you're a fan of any other team, a fan of the Eagles, I mean, I don't want it to work out too well, but I like to see these two come together. And hopefully T.O. doesn't have as much as he had back in 2004. Hopefully. Hopefully. Anyway, I want to thank our callers. I want to thank our email messengers that we received today. We want to thank all you guys for listening to the show. Again, you can listen to us. We'll be back on Saturday for a Saturday show. We want your opinions. We want your insight. And again, we want to talk sports and have fun doing it. So, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. See you next week on Go For It. Bye!